You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better, informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Josh Lamb and Ina Liu, co-founders of Espen E-Bikes, an e-bike company based in the Bay Area focused on affordable commuter e-bikes. It sounds like a fun topic. And Josh and Ina, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to talk with you guys today.
Yes, and you're both very welcome, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing all about Espen E-Bikes and all the details. So first of all, Ina, why did you start Espen E-Bikes? Let's start there.
All right. So Espen was started out of necessity, really. When we first moved back to San Francisco from Shanghai a few years ago, we wanted to find an electric bike that was high-performing, great for climbing San Francisco hills, which is no joke, by the way, had a modern and sleek design while still being affordable. When we couldn't find anything without breaking the bank, we decided we could try and build a better product. We wanted to design an electric bicycle because, in our opinion, it's the perfect marriage between the two greatest inventions, the bicycle and the computer. And we wanted to design a product that we were proud of and that could be a part of the solution to everyday transportation problems and change the way people commute in the future. So, yeah, that's why we decided to start Espen.
You got to love this. Well, well done. And congratulations for being proactive as well. So, Josh, what are the benefits of riding an e-bike versus a regular bike? Certainly curious in that aspect, and also versus driving.
So I'm a big fan of both riding a regular bicycle and driving. And to me, I think that they fill different needs. So just like you'd have one pair of shoes for working out, one pair of shoes for hiking, and maybe another pair of shoes that you would wear to work. And so this one would be more professional and more comfortable. So that's exactly what we're trying to create, just to fill in another need. There's so many great benefits of riding an electric bike. Such as the ability of flattening a hill, you know, getting to work without sweating, and being able to cut through traffic and to save money in the long term. But to me, what makes an electric bicycle so powerful is that it combines the efficiency of transportation while also working on your fitness and health. Plus, it's just really fun, so it doesn't really get much better than that.
I would totally agree with you there. It certainly is an enjoyable experience. Now, e-bike companies are growing in popularity. I'm sure you're well aware of that. What's different about Espen?
So I think what makes us stand apart is that we are solely focused on commuter e-bikes right now. So we wanted to build the perfect commuter bike that was great for hill climbing, had great carrying capacity, but also still looked stylish, just like a normal bicycle, while still also being affordable. So we wanted to keep it as close to a regular bicycle as possible. So meaning our bikes are pedal-assisted e-bikes, meaning that you still have to pedal it in order to engage the motor. You don't hit it, just hit a button and go, just like a moped. And so most e-bikes that are currently in the market are still very high-end, and they targeted mostly towards mountain e-bikers, which is still great, but I feel that it's also reflected in the price. And so we wanted to build an e-bike that came fully staffed, and we think that we've created an e-bike that has the highest quality to price ratio on the market.
Today we are visiting with Josh Lamb and Ina Liu, co-founders of Espen E-Bikes, an e-bike company based in the San Francisco Bay Area focused on affordable commuter e-bikes, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, what is the environmental impact that e-bikes can have in major cities like yours there in San Francisco?
That's a great question. I think e-bikes can have a lasting impact on the environment because electric bikes are extremely efficient and people are beginning to see the benefits of zero-emission vehicles and the positive impact they have for our planet. I think especially in major cities that are prone to traffic congestion, we need to find new ways to get people off their cars, especially for shorter commutes, and e-bike is a great transportation tool for just that.
Lastly, where do you see the biggest opportunity for e-bikes today, and do you see it being as popular as the traditional bike?
Well, you know, when e-bikes first started coming out in the United States, they were mostly targeted towards the older generation. And since then, we've seen a new boom of opportunities. So now there's mountain e-bikes, you know, there's cargo e-bikes, and of course, there's also commuter e-bikes. So I definitely think there's opportunities everywhere. You just have to listen to the market and its needs.
And to answer your second part of the question, if we see e-bikes being as popular as traditional bike, I will have to go back to our previous statement that to us, they are two different things. Just like a digital camera is more convenient than a film camera, and a word processor is more convenient than a typewriter. We think an e-bike makes riding much more convenient than a traditional bicycle, but still, you will always have the purists who will just simply love riding a traditional bicycle. And to us, we think that's great. Why limit yourself only to one option when you can have both?
Well, I've got to say, personally, this is a very exciting startup, and what you both are doing here is absolutely phenomenal. You're bettering the community, impacting the environment on a positive note, helping others to be more active, which leads to better health, and having a good time doing it all. You've certainly got the bases covered. This is, again, very, very exciting, and congratulations on all your efforts. Where can listeners get more information on Espen e-bikes, and how can folks reach out?
So listeners, everybody out there, you guys can find more information about our bikes on our website, which is www.espinbikes.com, espinbikes.com.
And you can also find our social media with the same name on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Very good. Well, Josh and Ina, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you here on the Green Business Podcast Show. Continued success, and look forward to another visit right here on the program in the future. Again, right here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with both Josh Lamb and Ina Liu, co-founders of Espen e-bikes and e-bike company based in the San Francisco Bay Area, focused on affordable commuter e-bikes. And once again, for all the details, visit espinbikes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.